CBS News Brief. The death toll in the Los Angeles wildfires is up to at least 24. 62 square miles have burned, and red flag warnings are still up. L.A. County Fire Chief Anthony Marone.
Elevated critical fire weather conditions will continue through Wednesday.
The FBI is vowing to find the operator of a drone that grounded a firefighting plane in L.A., Akil Davis, assistant director in charge of the FBI's L.A. field office.
We're going to look for serial numbers. We're going to try to identify fingerprints and DNA to try to put those pieces back together as part of our investigation.
The Senate begins confirmation hearings tomorrow for President-elect Trump's cabinet picks. GOP Senator John Barrasso tells CBS's Face the Nation.
President Trump said the number one goal for the Senate needs to be to get his team in place.
Among that team, Pete Hegseth, for Defense Secretary, Democratic Senator Mark Kelly on Face the Nation.
He just does not seem to have the qualifications.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Don Rosen starts the day at 6 with his guests from all over Racine, along with local, state, and national news featuring Stuart J. Waddles, weekday mornings on WRJN.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. After meeting on the set of School of Rock over two decades ago, two students are tying the knot. When they were just 10 years old, Angelo Massagli, also referred to as Tough Guy in the film, and Caitlin Hale, a.k.a. Blondie, met while auditioning for the Jack Black film. The child actors connected again in 2018. By then, they had both left acting behind. Massagli is a lawyer, and Hale is now an OBGYN sonographer. The paths we take. Zombie and or Cillian Murphy fans might be upset to know that the actor will not appear in the film 28 years later. There was speculation Cillian's character Jim might be in the new installment when a preview dropped with a zombie that had striking similarities to Murphy. The Oscar-winning Oppenheimer star confirmed he is not in the new film, but is open to appearing in future 28-day films. This third installment is actually the first film in a new trilogy. 28 years later opens in June of this year. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Packers surrender to the Eagles. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers losing to the Eagles in Philadelphia 22-10. Keyshawn Nixon fumbling the opening kickoff. Jordan Love threw three interceptions. I asked Packers safety Xavier McKinney how he thought the defense played.
I thought we played well defensively. We just didn't get turnover, so they had, four. So, I mean, it's going to be tough when it's like that, the ratio is like that, so, yeah.
The Eagles star receiver, A.J. Brown, caught on camera reading a book on the sidelines during the game.
That's a book that I bring every single game. And, you know, my teammates call it The Recipe. You know, that's the first time I heard that y'all got me on camera. It got a lot of points in there, a lot of mental parts about it, but for me, you know, this game is mental.
NBA, the Bucks losing to the Knicks in New York, 140-106. The team returns home. Tomorrow night, they'll host the Kings. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Day one, the hardest day. The day you hear,
this is a type of blood cancer.
But day one is just one day. At the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, we are here to help you move past day one.
On day 45, I discovered an online community who shared great tips for in-treatment care.
I missed a lot of school during treatment, and LLS helped me keep up.
To learn more and get help on day two, day 28, or any day, please visit lls.org or call 1-800-955-4572.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth.
They were always there for me.
That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health.
I also found cigarettes for my best friend.
Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Actually, multiple strokes.
It is chilly out there this morning. The wind chill from 5 to 10 below, and we're going to keep that wind chill around or a little below zero here for a good chunk of the day today. Sunshine, 16 this afternoon. Tonight will drop down to 2 above tomorrow. Mostly sunny, 17. We're back to 25 on Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 15.
Day one, the hardest day. The day you hear,
this is a type of blood cancer.
But day one is just one day. At the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, we are here to help you move past day one.
On day 45, I discovered an online community who shared great tips for in-treatment care.
I missed a lot of school during treatment, and LLS helped me keep up.
To learn more and get help on day two, day 28, or any day, please visit lls.org or call 1-800-955-4572.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Well, we have got a mild bunch of weather coming our way this week. That's good news if you're traveling to the Wisconsin Agribusiness Classic that goes on today and tomorrow in Wisconsin Dells, or maybe you're headed up to the Dairy Strong Conference in Green Bay on Thursday. Anyway you slice it, the weather looks like it's going to cooperate. Welcome in, everybody. It's a Monday. I am the fabulous Farm Bay PM Yankee. This is the Midwest Farm Report. We're talking weather specifics with Stumacher Ag Meteorologist in about 15 minutes. I can tell you the forecast in front of me calling for sunny skies today. Daytime highs right around 13, but we will notice a wind out of the west gusting up to 30 miles an hour, so wind chills will play a part of our Monday roll. Tomorrow, sunshine and 13. Wednesday, sunshine 23. Thursday, 38. Friday, 40 degrees. That has been problematic for any outdoorsman that enjoys ice fishing, for example. The ice just is not safe. Ben Jarboe got some of the details, some of the facts from our friends with the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources, and it looks like dairy is a major focus for consumers in 2025. Something like cottage cheese making the Wall Street Journal as a new superfood that consumers are looking for. That's good news, and we'll tell you more about the dairy trends in 2025 with our friends from Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin on a Monday.
Veltima fungicide outyields the competition by an average of 7 bushels per acre. But you've never been average. The only competition that really matters is you versus you. And with the performance of Veltima fungicide from BASF, you can take your best results even further. Beat your own record. Get every bushel you deserve and make this your best season yet with Veltima fungicide from BASF. Always read and follow label directions.
Consider the big picture of agriculture and the weather outlook with experts Dr. Gary Schnitke and Eric Snodgrass during Compeer Financial's free Crop Insurance Spring Update webinars. Find more details and register at Compeer.com. Leave feeling empowered to build a strong risk management plan for whatever the growing season brings. Learn more and register for the January 16th and February 27th webinars at Compeer.com.
Business owners want the same thing, to make their business succeed. At Rural Mutual, they help that happen. As the third largest writer of commercial business in Wisconsin, they take the time to learn your business so they can properly protect you. Call your local agent today or visit ruralmutual.com.
Rural Mutual Insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
The Wisconsin Agribusiness Association has welcomed a new executive director, Grace Howe. She's been with the association for a year and a half now, but she started this leadership position this past November. Her predecessor, Tom Bressner, will stay on in an advisory role until he retires in July. I'm Stephanie Hoff from the southern end of the world's longest barn in Madison, and I asked Grace to introduce herself to us today and how her agricultural background brought her to the Wisconsin Agribusiness Association.
I grew up in the total northeast corner of Iowa, the heart of the Driftless region. Grew up heavily involved in the dairy industry. My grandparents still milk about 250 registered Holsteins. I grew up heavily involved in the production side of the dairy business as well as showing. So I was actively involved in showing, showed at World Dairy Expo quite a few times during my youth years. As my passion kind of developed for the dairy industry, I got involved at state associations, at national associations, and that kind of led me to serve as the Iowa Dairy Princess alternate in 2018 and 2019. And I think that experience kind of opened my options to pursuing a career in agriculture. So from there, I went to Iowa State University in Ames, Iowa, and obtained a degree in ag and rural policy. I also picked up a degree in journalism while I was there, and then I graduated in December of 22. So completed a lot of internships during my time at Iowa State, including with the governor's office, and then post-graduation, I was with the National Pork Producers Council prior to joining WABA.
No question that agriculture has been a part of your life all the way until now. So again, congratulations on the new title. And what's life like outside of work for you?
I would say it's kind of an interesting transition post-college to adulthood, one that maybe not many people talk about. But I am still actively involved in a lot of different ag associations. As you know, I serve on the Dane County Farm Bureau Board of Directors, still involved in those dairy associations, and then actively involved in my rural community in Wisconsin and still my hometown in Northeast Iowa as well.
So, Grace, now with your executive director hat on, I'm curious, as you get going into this position, what are some of your goals for 2025 for the association?
Looking into 2025, I think there's a lot of growth for the association and in the industry as a whole. One thing that I would like to do with the association is to continue to provide resources and opportunities for our members. You know, Wisconsin's obviously known as America's Dairyland, and the dairy industry provides a lot to our economy here in the state. But the agribusiness world is one that's right up there of importance too. You know, we provide a lot of services and goods to those dairies to help kind of keep their operations afloat and running. So I would say my main topics of focus for 2025 are to continue to be a resource for our members, whether it's educational programming or questions they may have with regulation that they're dealing with. And then another thing that we're looking forward to, the new legislators will get sworn into office. So we've got a few items that are on our agenda looking into the legislative session, mostly tied to workforce development. So obviously agriculture suffers a little bit in workforce, and we've kind of trying to take a position to help provide new opportunities for our members to get workers. So
is there anything specific that WABA wants to see when it comes to expanding the labor force?
You know, WABA partners with the Wisconsin FFA Association pretty heavily. Tom, my predecessor, who's still here, serves on the Wisconsin FFA Foundation Board. So we're very active with these youth programs, and that's kind of our focus as we look into potential ways to expand our workforce in the ag industry, just to be able to provide more time and resources and, you know, funds to these programs similar to FFA. There's six of them in the state of Wisconsin. I know it's tough for businesses to find employees, but I think that we've got a great future workforce right here in Wisconsin. We just need to focus on helping them develop those skills so they're ready when the time comes to enter the workforce.
Some of the items on the list for WABA in 2025. Grace Howe introducing herself to us today. She's the new executive director of the Wisconsin Agribusiness Association. She also reminds us that their premier annual event is coming up January 13th and 14th. The Wisconsin Agribusiness Classic is in a new spot in 2025.
After being at the Lyon Energy Center in Madison for a number of years, we kind of thought it was time to take a fresh start and a new approach to the show. So we've moved to the Kalahari in the Dells. This will be our first year in the Dells. We've got a lot of good industry topics that we'll be speaking on, workforce development being one of them to kind of tie into our priorities for 2025. And then we partner with UW Extension, where they provide some educational offerings as well. So just kind of looking forward to hopefully some enhanced excitement and kind of a new feel and new layout for the show, and hopefully the momentum stays increased for future years.
I'm always impressed, though, with the agenda, because you always have such a wide array of expertise, a large number of speakers, and also exhibitors. Can you give us a sense of the numbers of how many professionals will be attending either as guests or as speakers?
Last year, we had around 700 to 900 attendees, and we're hoping to have the same number again. That includes speakers and exhibitors as well. We do have 52 educational presentations that will be happening over the course of the 2 days. And we've got about a little over 75 exhibitors, which is similar to what we had last year. So I'm looking forward to having just as many attendees as last year.
Another unique thing about your event is that it's often pretty technical because you're discussing research. The things that you are discussing are applied to the egg businesses that support farmers around the state. It's technical, but it's also relevant. So some of the things that popped out to me, you know, research on manure application, egg technology like drones, pest management and sustainability, which continues to be a topic. Can you speak to some of those, the topics that stand out to you that, yeah, maybe technical, but also very valuable to a farm business?
You know, we're very grateful to have UW partner with us in having their researchers present all their findings over the last year or so. Like you said, a lot of these presentations are pretty technical, but I think they're super valuable. And the presenters do a great job in kind of breaking it down for the agribusiness professionals to kind of understand what they've found in their research and how it's going to benefit them. So UW lines up a lot of those technical presentations, but I'll just say we're really grateful to have them and to have such a strong research-based university right here in Madison. A lot of our sessions, too, we offer CCA, CCU credits for professionals that are CCA certified. So that's another great option that we've got right here at our Classic and kind of helps them stay up to date on their continuing education.
And Grace, to cap us off here, there is still time to get registered, and you can register day of, correct? Can you walk me through those logistics?
If you want to come, you can surely register on site for either both days or just a single day.
Grace, we haven't talked yet about the networking aspect. That's one of my favorite parts of any convention, is to get acquainted with the experts and your peers in the industry. Tell me more about the value of that aspect.
You know, trade shows overall are just a very beneficial opportunity, important opportunity for professionals, no matter what the industry. But, you know, we've had great feedback over the years that we've done this on, you know, how it connects people with different businesses within the industry. And then just, you know, that ability to network. But then, like you said, the array of educational sessions we have is going to be a great benefit as well. We understand, you know, in this ag industry that we're in, like I said, you know, we're kind of short on workforce, but sometimes it's kind of hard for people to get away and go to these events anymore. But I think at the end of the day, this is one that is going to help them with their business and their professional goals as well.
The Wisconsin Agribusiness Classic happening today and tomorrow at the Kalahari Resort and Convention Center in the Wisconsin Dells. Grace Howe is the new executive director of the Wisconsin Agribusiness Association. From the southern end of the world's longest barn in Madison, I'm Stephanie Hoff.
What weather is in store for the Midwest today? Stay tuned as ag meteorologist Stu Muck gives you the latest forecast in just moments, right here on the Midwest Farm Report.
I used to smoke. I thought of cigarettes as my best friend.
They were always there for me when I needed a break.
I also thought cigarettes were my best friend. And then they gave me peripheral artery disease.
I smoked and had a stroke. Actually, multiple strokes.
I smoked and have heart disease.
Here's my tip. If cigarettes are your friend, you need a better friend.
You can quit. For free help, call 1-800-QUIT-NOW. A message from the CDC.
Day one, the hardest day. The day you hear,
this is a type of blood cancer.
But day one is just one day. At the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, we are here to help you move past day one.
On day 45, I discovered an online community who shared great tips for in-treatment care.
I missed a lot of school during treatment, and LLS helped me keep up.
To learn more and get help on day two, day 28, or any day, please visit lls.org or call 1-800-955-4572.
Every year, millions of pets go missing, leaving families heartbroken. If you lose or find a pet, Love Lost is here to help. Our free, easy-to-use platform uses photo matching technology across multiple media platforms to bring lost pets home. Just upload a photo and quickly search the largest national lost and found pet database. Let's unite to reunite, because every lost pet deserves to find their way home. Register today at lovelost.com.
Wounded Warrior Project has been there for me since that first day in the hospital. They got me out of the house. They got me connected with other veterans, and they helped me face my PTSD. They support me and my family at every turn. And now I'm helping other warriors realize that they're not alone.
Through our hands-on programs, supportive community, and ongoing advocacy, we help post-9/11 veterans realize what's possible. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Happens tonight to see what the Vikings are going to do to keep the conference alive aside from the Lions. Let's talk about our weather here. Boy, I'll tell you, later this week you might be tempted to toss the football around with the kids or get outside yourself. It looks like we're headed towards a warmer stretch, huh?
Well, yeah, the later part of the weekend, Thursday, Friday, look to be back at above normal and very outstanding. But we have to get there first, Pam.
Yeah, well, and there are people that are not very happy. I've got Ben Jarboe joining me a little bit later. For people that enjoy winter recreation like ice fishing, this is not what they're looking forward to.
No, it's not the weather they want to see. We'd all love to have more snow. We need more of that blanket out across the farm fields. And unless you're up in that west, central, northwest part of Wisconsin, including Wausau in the area, even into Waupaca County, where there was an inch and a half, 2 inches reported from Saturday. Well, we don't have much else. A little dusting further south a couple of times. That was it for snow over the weekend. And as we start the new week, it's the cold air building in. And unfortunately, our temperatures have gotten a bit colder overnight and are going to stay that way as we look toward this Monday and on toward Tuesday as well. Temperatures definitely on the colder than normal side. And that comes with some stronger winds. So the wind chill playing in effect, and those wind chills are below zero to get these days started. Now, with all of us down in the low single digits and even a below zero in the far northwest, that means below zero wind chills bundle up a very, very chilly start to the new work week. Now, there will be some sun, we can count on that, but there will also be a little bit of a snow chance in northwest Wisconsin and also southwest Wisconsin. A little bit of some light snow this morning in the north, late today in the southwest. Otherwise, we'll stay dry and cold right through Tuesday. And then the moderation starts not too big on Wednesday, but we warm it up after that Thursday and Friday. I expect to talk about temps heading into the upper 20s in the north, the upper 30s in the south. There could be a 40 in southern Wisconsin on Friday. A very mild spell coming here for the end of the week. But we've got to get there first. Cold to start. I'll have forecast details right after this.
Consider the big picture of agriculture and the weather outlook with experts Dr. Gary Schnitke and Eric Snodgrass during Compeer Financial's free Crop Insurance Spring Update webinars. Find more details and register at Compeer.com. Leave feeling empowered to build a strong risk management plan for whatever the growing season brings. Learn more and register for the January 16th and February 27th webinars at Compeer.com.
Soybean diseases like white mold and sudden death syndrome can survive in your soil even after rotating crops. Prevention of these diseases is a constant battle, and yield loss from an infection can be devastating. The right management plan makes all the difference. Keep your beans safe this spring with Heads Up seed treatment. Heads Up guards your seed from both white mold and SDS. Stay protected and profitable by asking your seed dealer for Heads Up. Learn more at headsupst.com.
All righty, Stu, let's talk about this wind. When is that wind going to really pick up today?
Today is the day. It'll start picking up here as we make our way on through the morning. I mean, the pressure gradient wrapping around the low that's off to the northeast getting a bit thicker. So our Compeer Financial Ag Weather Update does include sun in the east, clouds in the west, even some snow in the northwest today, a little snow in the far southwest later on. Temps aren't going to do much different than where they are now. Low single digits northwest, mid-teens in the south, and the wind chills, yes, still dropping to below zero. West winds 10 to 20, gusting to 25. Overnight, I expect our skies to become partly cloudy, and we all drop back towards zero and below, with the northwest wind still 5 to 15 and a bit gusty. Some sunshine, still a cool day Tuesday. I'd expect very low teens in the south, single digits in the north, and the northwest winds at 5 to 15. We start to turn it, Pam, some sunshine Wednesday, maybe even in the teens in the far northwest, low 20s in the south, and even more mild with some sunshine for the end of the week.
Man, it is strange. It is strange to talk about 38, 40 degrees in Wisconsin in January.
Yeah, without a big snow cover. That's the sad part.
Yep, right. All right, dude, we'll catch up with you tomorrow and see where we stand.
All right, see you then.
Stumacher, ag meteorologist, joining us this morning with your Compure Financial Ag Weather Update. Compure Financial is your financial partner. They are committed to agriculture and rural America. Find out more, including their upcoming crop insurance seminar, at compure.com.
This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Youngke.
I used to smoke. I thought of cigarettes as my best friend.
They were always there for me when I needed a break.
I also thought cigarettes were my best friend, and then they gave me peripheral artery disease.
I smoked and had a stroke. Actually, multiple strokes.
I smoked and have heart disease.
Here's my tip. If cigarettes are your friend, you need a better friend.
You can quit. For free help, call 1-800-QUIT-NOW. A message from the CDC.
Day one, the hardest day. The day you hear,
this is a type of blood cancer.
But day one is just one day. At the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, we are here to help you move past day one.
On day 45, I discovered an online community who shared great tips for in-treatment care.
I missed a lot of school during treatment, and LLS helped me keep up.
To learn more and get help on day 2, day 28, or any day, please visit lls.org or call 1-800-955-4572.
We are the keepers of the wild. For more than 80 years, we've been committed to conserving the natural landscapes that define our nation. Nothing is more important than maintaining wild spaces for adventurers to explore and wildlife to thrive. We are America's hunters and target shooters. Together with firearm, ammunition, and archery manufacturers, we've supported the conservation of more than 36 million acres of American wildlands. For more information, visit OutdoorStewards.org.
Did you know? VA home loans are a key to home ownership for those who served.
In the military, we make a lot of sacrifices, and with the VA loan, it makes it easier for us to get a home.
We were able to purchase this home and then use the money that we were going to use as a down to actually fix up the home. I would tell anybody who is interested in getting a VA loan to just do it.
To learn more about VA home loans, visit va.gov/home loans.
Teachers are dynamic leaders shaping a new generation. They bring a variety of perspectives from diverse backgrounds, innovating how they teach to prepare students for our fast-changing world. They're skilled experts discovering a universe of solutions, telling stories, inspiring, mentoring, connecting cultures, leading by example. Teaching is a journey that shapes lives. Are you ready? Explore teaching at teach.org, supported by the U.S. Department of Education and 1 million teachers of color.
CBS News Brief. The death toll in the Los Angeles wildfires is up to at least 24. 62 square miles have burned, and red flag warnings are still up. LA County Fire Chief Anthony Marone.
Elevated critical fire weather conditions will continue through Wednesday.
The FBI is vowing to find the operator of a drone that grounded a firefighting plane in L.A., Akil Davis, assistant director in charge of the FBI's L.A. field office.
We're going to look for serial numbers. We're going to try to identify fingerprints and DNA to try to put those pieces back together as part of our investigation.
The Senate begins confirmation hearings tomorrow for President-elect Trump's cabinet picks. GOP Senator John Barrasso tells CBS's Face the Nation.
President Trump said the number one goal for the Senate needs to be to get his team in place.
Among that team, Pete Hegseth, Further Defense Secretary, Democratic Senator Mark Kelly on Face the Nation.
He just does not seem to have the qualifications.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Audrey Hepburn is considered one of the greatest movie stars of all time. Ariana Grande is just getting started with her big screen career comparatively. But there are rumors that she might play the iconic classic Hollywood Oscar winner in an upcoming biopic. Nothing has been confirmed, but it sounds like the Wicked actress is really interested in such a role, telling Access Hollywood that she has always been enamored with old Hollywood. Speaking of Grande, Wicked was just released on video on demand, and it's no surprise that one of the biggest movies of 2024 is seeing sales through the roof. The film is now available to stream in the U.S. and Canada. Wicked pulled in $26 million on its first day of digital release, according to Variety, and ended up with $70 million after its first week. The nice thing about watching Wicked at home is you will not have strangers standing up and singing along. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Packers surrender to the Eagles. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers losing to the Eagles in Philadelphia 22-10. Keyshawn Nixon fumbling the opening kickoff. Jordan Love threw three interceptions. I asked Packers safety Xavier McKinney how he thought the defense played.
I thought we played well defensively. We just didn't get turnover, so they had, what, four? Yeah, four. So, I mean, it's going to be tough when it's like that, the ratio's like that, so, yeah.
The Eagles star receiver, A.J. Brown, caught on camera reading a book on the sidelines during the game.
That's a book that I bring every single game. And, you know, my teammates call it The Recipe. You know, that's the first time I heard that y'all got me on camera. Yeah. It got a lot of points in there, a lot of mental parts about it. But for me, you know, this game is mental.
NBA, the Bucks losing to the Knicks in New York, 140-106. The team returns home. Tomorrow night, they'll host the Kings. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's first, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Don Rosen starts the day at 6 with his guests from all over Racine, along with local, state, and national news featuring Stuart J. Waddles, weekday mornings on WRJN.
It is chilly out there this morning. The wind chill from 5 to 10 below, and we're going to keep that wind chill around or a little below zero here for a good chunk of the day today. Sunshine, 16 this afternoon. Tonight will drop down to 2 above tomorrow. Mostly sunny, 17. We're back to 25 on Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 15.
I used to smoke. I thought of cigarettes as my best friend.
They were always there for me when I needed a break.
I also thought cigarettes were my best friend. And then they gave me peripheral artery disease.
I smoked and had a stroke. Actually, multiple strokes.
I smoked and have heart disease.
Here's my tip. If cigarettes are your friend, you need a better friend.
You can quit. For free help, call 1-800-QUIT-NOW. A message from the CDC.
Day one, the hardest day. The day you hear,
this is a type of blood cancer.
But day one is just one day. At the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, we are here to help you move past day one.
On day 45, I discovered an online community who shared great tips for in-treatment care.
I missed a lot of school during treatment, and LLS helped me keep up.
To learn more and get help on day 2, day 28, or any day, please visit lls.org or call 1-800-955-4572.
When we got our home appraised, we felt robbed. Compared to a similar home right around the corner, our appraisal was $80,000 less.
Latino and Black homeowners are about twice as likely as white homeowners to get low appraisals. If you believe your home has been unfairly appraised because of race or national origin, contact HUD at hud.gov/fairhousing. That's hud.gov/fairhousing. Everyone has a right to fair housing. A public service message from HUD in partnership with the National Fair Housing Alliance.
Yo, I'm your old basketball. Haven't seen you out on the courts in a while. Why not pass me over to Goodwill? Donating me helps Goodwill's mission to provide career training and support services right here in the community. And that's a slam dunk. Donate today. Hey, I got next.
To find your nearest Goodwill locations and to learn more about our mission, please visit goodwill.org. Goodwill, where your things start new lives.
When a parent sees their child smile, they see hope. Aleem hoped that his son Rajib would have an easier life than he had. You see, Rajib, just like his father, was born with a cleft.
But thanks to Smile Train, both father and son received free, life-changing surgeries, transforming their smiles into symbols of hope. To learn more and support the global cleft community, visit smiletrain.org/learn. Smile Train, changing the world one smile at a time.
There's a lot going on here at WRJN, and we want to keep you up to date so you don't miss a thing. From music stories, from news, from contests, to all the events going on around Racine, we'll keep you up to date not only on the air, but with our new WRJN newsletter. Simply go to WRJN.com. You'll find a place to enter your email address, and then we'll start sending you a weekly email to keep you up to date on all things WRJN. WRJN.
At National Geographic Society, we believe in the power of wonder. It drives us to explore, pushes us to see the world differently, moves us to action. And we believe that today, wonder is more essential than ever.
Wow.
That's why we're supporting a new generation of explorers to ask big questions, make breakthroughs, and bring the future closer. Wonder awaits. Will you join us? Visit natgeo.org/wonder.
It was a lot of fun, and I think the most kind of gratifying part of it was early on, Iowa was playing good basketball. Like, it looked like that was going to be tough to overcome.
Believe it or not, dairy foods are making headlines. Welcome back on a Monday morning. I'm Farm Director Pam Yonke. This is the Midwest Farm Report. Yeah, cottage cheese featured in the Wall Street Journal as a superfood that more and more consumers of all demographics are discovering or rediscovering. Talking about those consumer trends and what Scott Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin excited about 2025, I'm chatting with Rachel Kerr as we roll our way through the day. So today is the 13th day of January. On this day back in 1922, radio station WHA began. Actually, the station dates back to 1917, making it the oldest station in the nation. Happy anniversary, WHA Radio. What else? On this day in 1968, Johnny Cash performs live at Folsom State Prison. He turned that into an album, Johnny Cash at Folsom Prison. Huge success. Happened on this day back in 1968. On this day, 2000, Bill Gates steps down as CEO of Microsoft. He co-founded it with Paul Allen in 1975. Bill Gates steps down on this day in 2000. Lots of happy birthdays for you today. Happy birthday to actor Orlando Bloom, 48. Liam Hemsworth is 35. Patrick Dempsey looking good at 59. And Julia Louise Dreyfus, known as Elaine on Seinfeld, she's 64 years young today. And now you know. Well, if you've taken a look across any of Wisconsin's waterways lately, you know, if you're an ice fisherman, it's just not safe. How many headlines have we made this year already? People deciding to take a chance and losing their lives or coming very close. Ben Jarbo got an update with our friends from the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources on just how dangerous these thin ice levels are this year.
Whether you like ice skating, ice fishing, or just spending time on a frozen body of water, the wintertime can provide lots of unique outdoor experiences. But it can also be a dangerous time. I'm Ben Jarbo with the Midwest Farm Report, and I had the opportunity to talk with Jake Holsklaw, the Off-Highway Vehicle Administrator for the DNR, and he's here to give tips on how to measure and make sure the ice is safe before stepping out on it.
Say you have ice that's several inches thick, and it's supporting your body weight, or maybe it's supporting a machine weight, like maybe you're taking an ATV or UTV out on the ice and it's supporting you fine in that location. Well, just a few feet away, it could be a lot thinner. And that's what gets people in trouble, is that if they're really not careful and they really don't know that lake, you know, in one area, it could support your weight just fine, but then just a few feet away, you're potentially breaking through that thin layer of ice. And so I can't give any good thicknesses. I can tell people, though, that a lot of times they can contact, you know, maybe a local unit of government, maybe a local lake association, or fishing clubs or ice fishing organizations locally. Sometimes they keep track of ice thicknesses, and a lot of times it's better too, because they're more locally connected and they may know some more maybe problem areas on that water body to avoid things like that. And so that's what we encourage people to do, is just contact kind of folks locally, or check it out for themselves, and just what they're comfortable in operating. I mean, there is the old adage. It's like, well, if you see somebody else out on the lake with a vehicle or something like that, it's probably thick enough. And it's like, okay, maybe, it could be. It was thicking up to support their vehicle to the point where they got it. But we just want to remind people that they really have to use a lot of caution getting out there on the ice. One of the things folks can do is they can get what's called a spud bar. So if they're choosing to just walk out onto an ice or a frozen waterway, they can take that spud bar, and basically it kind of has almost an axe head on a long handle, and you're just tapping that on the ice ahead of you. There's changes in sound to that ice. Obviously, if that weighted spud bar kind of breaks through the ice or a layer of ice, then that ice is very thin and you wouldn't want to be on that. Another thing folks can do is if they have an ice auger, they can drill through the ice near shore, just to kind of see where that thickness is for that ice and if they're comfortable walking on it. Another good thing to do would be, you know, maybe talk to somebody who is a seasoned ice fisherman, folks that get out on that ice quite a bit, kind of what those comfortable thicknesses are for them. But what we found is it really is an individual thing, and I would rather have people be more safe than sorry and kind of overgrade that safe thickness of that ice just to make sure that they're not breaking through.
Holzklaus says that recently there have been multiple instances of people falling through the ice, one of which resulting in death. No matter how you are spending this winter time while you're out on the ice, the number one priority should always be safety. Remember to test the ice thickness before you go out, and to know that just because it is thick enough in one spot does not mean it is in another. From the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Ben Jarbo.
Rising energy costs impacting your farm's profits?
Focus on Energy is here to help with increased incentives for energy efficient upgrades in 2025. Save money and energy for years to come.
Take the first step toward lowering utility bills. Call 800-762-7077 or visit focusonenergy.com/agribusiness today.
That's focusonenergy.com/agribusiness. Focus on Energy, proudly supporting Wisconsin farmers since 2001.
Veltima fungicide out-yields the competition by an average of 7 bushels per acre. But you've never been average. The only competition that really matters is you versus you. And with the performance of Veltima fungicide from BASF, you can take your best results even further. Beat your own record. Get every bushel you deserve. And make this your best season yet with Veltima fungicide from BASF. Always read and follow label directions.
When a company only does business in Wisconsin, that's Wisconsin Strong. Rural Mutual provides all lines of insurance, including commercial, farm, home, and auto. And your premiums stay right here to keep Wisconsin strong. Local agents, local underwriters, local claims adjusters.
Rural Mutual Insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
Can you believe it? Cottage cheese making headlines in the Wall Street Journal. They say that people are finding it as a superfood in this new phase of protein-focused diets. And that's great news for the dairy industry. Talking about that and other dairy trends with Rachel Kerr from Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin in just a little bit. Welcome back. I'm Farm Director Pam Yonke. This is the Midwest Farm Report. Markets this morning looking pretty decent in Chicago, at least right now. We've got March corn up 3 at 474. December new crops up 2 at 452. March soybeans are up almost a dime at 1035. November new crops up a nickel at 1036. March wheat's up 7 at 538. July new crop up a nickel at 560. Barrel cheese on Friday was down 2 at 185. 40-pound block cheese took a nosedive, down 7¾ cents at 182. AA butter was unchanged. This morning, February class 3 milk that goes into cheese, currently down 13 cents at 2014 a hundredweight. March is up a penny at 1997 a hundredweight.
Sign up for daily agriculture updates by joining our email list. Head to MidwestFarmReport.com, enter your email address, and we'll handle the rest. More farm news straight ahead. This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Yonke.
I used to smoke. I thought of cigarettes as my best friend.
They were always there for me when I needed a break.
I also thought cigarettes were my best friend, and then they gave me peripheral artery disease.
I smoked and had a stroke. Actually, multiple strokes.
I smoked and have heart disease.
Here's my tip. If cigarettes are your friend, you need a better friend.
You can quit. For free help, call 1-800-QUIT-NOW. A message from the CDC.
Day one, the hardest day. The day you hear,
this is a type of blood cancer.
But day one is just one day. At the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, we are here to help you move past day one.
On day 45, I discovered an online community who shared great tips for in-treatment care.
I missed a lot of school during treatment, and LLS helped me keep up.
To learn more and get help on day two, day 28, or any day, please visit lls.org or call 1-800-955-4572.
Nothing you could say could tear me away from my dog. My dog is Shallow, y'all. Hi, I'm Smokey Robinson. When you adopt a shelter pet, you not only bring joy and love into your home, you also give another animal the chance to experience that special bond. Join me in supporting American Humane Society and their incredible work to help our most vulnerable friends. Together, we can make a real difference. Donate today at AmericanHumane.org.
Child abuse is not a bad parent problem.
And the causes may be different than you think.
You see, paid family leave,
that prevents child abuse.
And high-quality, affordable child care
prevents child abuse, too.
Prevent Child Abuse America promotes programs and resources informed by science that help communities, parents, and kids thrive.
Because when we keep families out of crisis,
we prevent child abuse
from ever happening.
Go to PreventChildAbuse.org to learn more.
Let's solve child abuse before it ever happens.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Return to the farm, return to our cheesemakers, return to the state. Rachel Kurz along with us, Vice President of Brand Marketing with Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin. Nothing I said overstates what we're going to be talking about today, Rachel. At the end of 2024, you and your staff sat down and took a look at some of the best research that can be generated, looking at 2025 and specifically what consumers are looking for. Headlines all over the place about consumer contraction, consumers changing direction. The research you've got points in a whole different light.
Well, I think it highlights a couple different trends that we're seeing that will really benefit the dairy industry. One in particular is that, you know, people are still desiring kind of that global influence, right? They're looking for big flavors, and you can find that in a variety of dairy products and Wisconsin cheeses. They're also looking to, on that same note, not just look for global flavors, but trying to taste and experience like global cultures and flavors, and they can do that through cheese. You know, we have great heritage in the state. We have cheesemakers who've brought their traditions from all over the world. We have farmers that are producing the very best quality milk, and that creates just a breadth of amazing products that people can try that fit into this trend. So we see the dairy case being a great place for people to experience that global trend in this next year.
Well, the other thing is, whenever there's a good idea out there, our Wisconsin cheesemakers are quick to try to incorporate it. You mentioned some of our most deep in heritage cheesemakers have also managed to add some of those international elements in some of the new flavors we find in the showcase.
Yeah, both in flavors and cheese types and styles. So, for example, we've seen amazing growth in burrata and quesadilla and paneer cheese, all coming from different parts of the world. And we have cheesemakers across Wisconsin making all of these cheeses that you might have traditionally found elsewhere. So we really fit into what consumers are desiring.
Rachel Kerr along with us, Vice President of Brand Marketing. You know, the other thing that we always want to watch is how they're experiencing it. It's not just about the taste, it's how they're experiencing it. Cheese parties, we really saw that soar during the pandemic. What more are we looking for in 2025 as far as consumer interaction with the Dairy Showcase, Rachel?
So we know through our research that consumers are going to continue to desire those community experiences. Mm-hmm. And that's not unique to food, but in a lot of different ways. And so you've probably heard us talk about Cheeselandia, mm-hmm. which is our community that we've built around cheese lovers. We have thousands of members who officially, you know, raise their hand and say they love Wisconsin cheese, who are involved from all over the country. And that is kind of what speaks to this trend. People find community in food, and they can mm-hmm. find that in cheese too. And so I think, you know, we'll continue to see Cheeselandia grow and the influence of it grow in this next year.
Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin has done a wonderful job highlighting our rock stars. You talk about how people gravitate towards flavors, gravitate towards sharing it with their buddies, be it in a smaller circle, maybe a cheese tray, some charcuterie, or online. You have helped highlight some of the rock stars that are our Wisconsin cheesemakers that serve that audience.
That's indeed correct. And in fact, one of the other trends that we've identified is that people are looking for star ingredients and star experiences. So what this speaks to is when they're looking for an ingredient in their cooking, in their everyday life to just enjoy, they're looking for something more than just the product itself. They want to know where the product come from. They want to know that perhaps there's a master cheesemaker behind that product. They want to know that this was made with care and love. And I think because we have that master cheesemaker program, that it really sets the bar so high in Wisconsin, consumers can look to us and the dairy products coming out of our state for that confidence and kind of, you know, go beyond the product itself. Sure, it tastes good and it's delicious, but also it's made by someone with that craftsmanship, that artisanship, that love.
Well, and like we said before, if you want to see some of these stories, if you want to see some of these trends or learn more, you can start at wisconsindairy.org. Also remind you there's additional websites and links from that particular site that can take you to places like Cheeselandia, introduce you to some of our Wisconsin cheesemakers where you can also purchase. So think about that. Part of your dairy farmer family dollars at work. Rachel Kerr along with us. Now, I'm excited about all those elements. Is there something in the weeds out there I haven't paid attention to yet, Rachel? Something else that has you folks at Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin excited about our potential?
Well, you hear a lot of people talk about wellness, and it can mean a lot of different things, but we know that when people talk about wellness, it often doesn't mean their entire physical health, but their mental health as well. And cheese and dairy products have mood boosting qualities. They can contain protein and special amino acids that can help boost those natural serotonin levels. And mm-hmm. so we think that people can turn to dairy and turn to cheese to help with that. So I think it just fits into the overall wellness trend and the continuation of people really wanting to be well, both their physical health, their mental health, their entire well-being.
Well, and know where your money's being invested. That can make you feel good, too. Yes. Speaking of investments, don't forget, Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin, just one place where your checkoff dollars are at work. Some of that wellness information, some of those new products that are directed at wellness, per se, in the Dairy Showcase, helped along in part by the Center for Dairy Research, which works in tandem with Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin. Now, again, as we said, there's a lot of different elements in the marketplace these days, Rachel. Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin dedicated to the very best research to help guide every dime that's spent for our dairy farm families. What am I leaving out?
Well, the new year means a lot of great opportunities. And people, though, even though they're looking for new things, they're looking for those global influences, they're looking for products that are going to keep them well, they're also turning to classic comforts. In fact, last year, Parmesan and cheddar topped in terms of volume. And so guess what? We produce a lot of great Parmesan and cheddar here in the state of Wisconsin. And so people are going to continue to turn to those classic comforts. They're going to continue to turn to Wisconsin. And so hopefully these highlighting these trends and where our cheeses in the state fit in, we can help drive incremental sales for our products and ultimately serve our dairy farmers that we, like you mentioned, put every single cent and dollar into supporting them. So looking forward to 2025, I think there's a lot of great ways consumers are going to enjoy Wisconsin cheese and can't just wait to see where the year takes us.
And we remind you, although this may sound all wonderful to you and I, Wisconsinites, remember 90% of our cheese is consumed outside of Wisconsin. And I'm guessing, Rachel, by your numbers, more and more finding us on the global scene. It's not just the global taste, it's our global customers that are looking to us.
That's exactly right. Like you mentioned, 90% of the milk here in Wisconsin ends up going into cheese, and 90% of that cheese is sold outside our state's borders, and more is continuing to be sent outside our country's borders. And so there's really amazing opportunity for Wisconsin in this next year and our amazing products and all the people behind them that that make it possible.
I know we're hearing more and more stories about production coming online in different regions of the United States, but you know what? Look at the heritage Wisconsin has. They can't create that overnight. There is not enough money in anybody's marketing budget these days to create what Wisconsin has created over the past decades. And part of that you'll see in the actions of Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin, serving our hardworking dairy farm families with every dime that they execute, all on behalf of Wisconsin Dairy. Rachel Kerr carrying that message and hopefully getting you excited about what 2025 has in store for all Wisconsin dairy products, including, as we said, our favorite cheese. Want to find out more about any of this? Please, including recipes, jump online, wisconsindairy.org. Rachel Kerr, Vice President of Brand Marketing at Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin, along with me, I'm Farm Director Pam Yonke.
This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Yonke.
I used to smoke. I thought of cigarettes as my best friend.
They were always there for me when I needed a break.
I also thought cigarettes were my best friend, and then they gave me peripheral artery disease.
I smoked and had a stroke. Actually, multiple strokes.
I smoked and have heart disease.
Here's my tip. If cigarettes are your friend, you need a better friend.
You can quit. For free help, call 1-800-QUIT-NOW. A message from the CDC.
The plan to have broadband access everywhere is moving very slowly, as you'll hear today on Farm to Fork.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
Farmers know that livestock can be temperamental at times. Even animals that have never been a problem before can act up. And in a head-to-head, the 600-pound steer or mama sow will hold the advantage. Be watchful and know how to reach a safe spot fast if you have to. Farm safety and health is everyone's business. This reminder is brought to you by Farm to Fork through the generous support of listeners like you across the country. Learn how you can help at NorthShoreProductions.com. Ideally, everyone in the country is going to have broadband access, just not as quickly as we'd hoped. When the Broadband Equity Access and Deployment Program was approved in late 2021, $42 billion was earmarked to help get projects going. 3 years later, not one project has physically started. Tom Ferry is chairman and CEO of Connected Nation, a nonprofit whose mission is to close the digital divide.
I don't think there's anyone in D.C. or across America that doesn't understand. For our country to be its best, we can only move at the pace of our slowest connected person. And so we've got to get this resolved. We've got to get this done.
Ferry says states and U.S. territories submitted initial plans for participation, which took about a year. Now they have to turn in final plans, and only one state has so far. Ferry says the slow pace hasn't been a total loss.
I think it's wise to not discount the last several years, just viewing it as unnecessary. I think there's been a big education curve. Could have been administered quicker, perhaps. Were there learning curves and discoveries along the way that make us stronger going forward and thus ensuring success? Absolutely.
Tomorrow, the potential impact of a new administration on the pace of broadband development. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Day one, the hardest day. The day you hear.
This is a type of blood cancer.
But day one is just one day. At the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, we are here to help you move past day one.
On day 45, I discovered an online community who shared great tips for in-treatment care.
I missed a lot of school during treatment, and LLS helped me keep up.
To learn more and get help on day two, day 28, or any day, please visit lls.org or call 1-800-955-4572.
I used to smoke. I thought of cigarettes as my best friend.
They were always there for me when I needed a break.
I also thought cigarettes were my best friend, and then they gave me peripheral artery disease.
I smoked and had a stroke. Actually, multiple strokes.
I smoked and have heart disease.
Here's my tip. If cigarettes are your friend, you need a better friend.
You can quit. For free help, call 1-800-QUIT-NOW. A message from the CDC.
Don Rosen starts the day at 6 with his guests from all over Racine, along with local, state, and national news, featuring Stuart J. Waddles, weekday mornings on WRJN.
You're listening to WRJN and W260 CV Racine, W251 BU Kenosha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Firefighters in Los Angeles are racing to make progress against the wildfire still raging thanks to powerful Santa Ana winds. They're blamed for at least 24 deaths now, those fires. More than 12,000 structures have been damaged or destroyed, including Laura Pistotnik's home in Pacific Palisades.
It's devastating and numbing, but everybody I've spoken to who's lost their homes, they all want to rebuild.
Some semblance of normalcy is returning for many children. CBS's Charlie DeMar from L.A.
Most kids will be returning back to school in the greater Los Angeles area. We know that 8 schools will be closed. Those are schools in heavily impacted areas. And school officials say a number of factors went into making that decision to open schools, like the fire's containment and air quality.
President Biden delivers a foreign policy speech at the State Department today. Correspondent Linda Kenyon.
White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says